The time is now.
Operation Tata Zonke.
We are forced to go and have a haircut so that we can buy those tickets.
We are not happy at all as supporters.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. This weekend sees the return of the DStv Premiership season with Cape Town City hosting reigning champion Sundowns on Friday night. New signings, new coaches, but same old foes. Mzansi will be licking their lips with anticipation for the return of the DStv Premiership. Because of this, we wanted to know what you as supporters are expecting for the 2022-23 season. Ironically enough, an issue has already risen, and this time it is pertaining around the accessibility of tickets for the match between Royal AM and Kaizer Chiefs. The Glamour Boys will be travelling to KZN, however, tickets can only be bought in KZN. We wanted to get your thoughts on this issue. As usual, you sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host, Aiden, and this is the Fan Reaction Show. Let's start things off with your reaction to the return of the PSL.
Kosi Nation, arise and shine. Hey, I'm actually looking forward to the upcoming season. I can't wait for the league to kick off. My expectations for this season, is actually for Kaizer Chiefs to make us proud. We are 100% behind them. We will support our team and the appointed coach who is locally based in this case, Atazwane. So we are definitely behind him and the boys. We will rely behind them 100%, and we will be their number. We will be their number 12 player on the pitch.
I see a very challenging one, as we also our teams have gone out, reassembled their team. I mean, the likes of Skukune United, Maritzburg, AmaZulu, Orlando Pirates, Mamelodi Sundowns have also gone out, brought new faces. Kaizer Chiefs went out to reassemble almost the whole team. So I see a very challenging one. And us, AmaKhosi supporters, we're going to go out, support the guys from day one.
I think this will be the different season. I was far as the Manyama season. I promise, Kuzabane championship. There will be a new champ. It's either from Joburg, Cape Town, or KZN, but there will be a new champ. We can't be bullied by one team from Maravastat. Kuzabane championship.
Season 8, the way they talk, the Kaizer Chiefs, the winner, the Gongadi Cup, the Mola, my joint thing. Win.
Wow, we are back on board. We've been missing this full capacity at the stadium. This season we will enjoy. I can see there's too much competition in our teams. Most of the teams, they release their players and they bought new players. We can't wait to watch all the games at the stadium. We must go and support our boys.
2022-2023 season, it looks like it's going to be a hell of a season because we've got new coaches. Pirates is a new coach. Atazwane has been promoted. So hopefully they'll do good as well. They'll be competitive. What's this team? The Royal AM as well, with their new acquirements plus the new coach as well. So let's wait and see. Hopefully it's a season where things will change, you know, where it won't be a one team that's dominating PSL like it's always been with the Sundowns.
I would like to say all the teams, good luck to them, and let's hope for one of the teams can win the league. So I'm saying that I just like to say welcome to all the teams in PSL, and we're gonna have fun, and let's hope that everything's gonna be good. So good luck for all the teams.
Welcome back 2022-2023 season. Expect lo bona di goal. So go teams a bona di ready. Are ba to tsamaela di draw go di stadium. So welcome back.
Really, Makosi, re happy ka season e ntsha. Re tlo isimulang ka Saturday le Royal AM. We so happy. We just wish for Kaizer Chiefs this time. Hi, idlale. re batla win, re batla cup this season. Season e ke ya rona as Amakhosi.
To see the dangerous team of the dangerous supporters of the mountain of Molotov taking all the cups, the PSL, all of them, Operation Tata Zonke, Operation Father Alex, Operation Makumba Zote, Eriko Gia Zote, Zizini. That's my expectation.
The time is now. The season is starting with a bang on Friday. So we have been waiting. I think looking at the teams have strengthened themselves, have got the signed to quality. And even if you could look at the coaches, the technical teams, you know, yeah, it will be so mouth-watering. We can't wait for the season to start because if you could look, I think this dominance of the leadership of Sundowns is going to stop now. If you could look, especially SuperSport United. You know, SuperSport United is the one team that is not under pressure. It's just lacked a bit of board quality. Important. You see, players, they don't just buy for the sake of, you know, Governor Hunt is one person who don't just buy for the sake of buying. And is the,
I see a whole lot of smaller teams that are up and coming, like Abu Royal AM, Abu Skuku. And I feel like their signings are well on point because they've recruited all these experienced players that come from big teams, meaning Uti, they have a long-term strategy and a plan of going forward. And for the players as well, I think those players want to leave a legacy behind. And to be honest, those players won't get them in bigger teams. It's only the few selected players. I feel like Gucci, they are going to be coming up strong because I think they have the money and the finances. And I feel like they can compete very well.
And finally, let's hear what you guys all had to say about the issue regarding tickets and their accessibility to acquire one.
With regards to the tickets, I'm quite disappointed, more especially with Real AM, with the way they are selling their tickets at the salons and in a place that is selling alcohol. I mean, if one is to send a child to go and buy him a ticket, it then becomes a problem. But nevertheless, I suggest that maybe the PSL can actually give us seasonal tickets like they're doing overseas, so that it's easier and it's very easier for us and convenient to have to actually be able to go to stadiums and in and out if we've got seasonal tickets. So it's just a suggestion that the PSL must just look into it, and then hopefully they can then give us a seasonal ticket.
I'm very disappointed in the Royal AM distributor or it's in some ticketing corner because they're only selling them in KZN, of which is very difficult for Abantu Lababobiago to get access to our ticket. I mean, coming from Johannesburg, arriving in KZN on Saturday to only find out what image it sold out. It's very disappointing. I think PSL really needs to check this issue. How much it needs to be sold online so that everyone can have access to my ticket. So yeah, the issue of tickets is very disappointing. I hope PSL get to it and look at it.
Yeah, going by my ticket is very, very tight. And guys, would why am I ticket much about send in the way and got a so goes on. Kanagubla company we got a matisama ticket. Labaka the Tesama ticket to Karanga. Ama own a matim. Our eager keeping his was abandoned. Abu Selama ticket, I got a Tesla Kodoku to Okumunda was a 20 ticket.
Issue the ticket, I am sorry, Hunter, because I so call and whichever that the ticket that they gave me, but the ticket is so big and say 300. So why the ticket is a hotel is already for the Rexor Shop right to come the ticket, the digital letter every way. No genetic ticket so high makes or exorjual. So Harry or Naricum 17, Kotoroma Banajuan, Balor regular the ticket, because the Kubujualing Hogan under 18 years. So I failed on Antrio, the ticket is a majority of Kubujualing, good saloon. But what's a Marie Rico saloon? So Otto Pitetano Pitetan, a Felix Pit with the Fedder Molotte the Fedder, but what was a Marie Ricamul Nadim about the ticket? No, in a high fee, the ticket on a high fee at all. nka thabela gore ditekete di kgotlele jalo ka before ga ditekete di itse ga o bapala game ga di tlaletlela jalo ka before di boshopoka di dio kae and di se ka rekisa breaking e one di rekise the whole lefatshe le ka offela because ga se Durban fela e tlabe bapala Gauteng ya tswa Free State ya tswa Cape Town ya tswa ka ofela di-province tse di ya tswa. So why can we not support the ticket to the provinces out?
We are not happy at all as supporters, especially with this game of Kaizer Chiefs and Royal AM. Those tickets you can't find anywhere but only in KZN. And there as well, they are struggling because they have to go to Max, to the salon, to one of the garage. Come on, guys, we've got kids who want to go and watch the game. If I send my child to go at Meg, obviously that is a pub. I'm encouraging my kid to go and drink. My advice is, as we all go from different angles to the stadium, I think all the garage must sell tickets. It will be easy for everyone because when we go to the stadium, we always go and stop at the garage. We get tickets from CompuTicket. It will be better as well.
Yeah, mina ngikuzwa ama tickets lento bayenzayo iRoyal Union. Bengafanele ama tickets bawafake ka Max. Bawafake emhlanga because kaMax kazi indawo yotshwala uthumela umuntu uthi awungithengele ithikithi ebe ngithumela i-under age yomntwana ekhaya uthi awungithengele ithikithi ngoba ekhaya isethukini ngeke bavuma kungena umntwana ona-16 years othenga ithikithi kaMax and why bangenzi ukuthi gazi amathikithi-ke i-PSS ikhuluma ukuthi amathikithi cee ukuthi abe khona yonke indawo emagaraji-ke ku-right njengangathi thina mhlawumbe kube khona amagaraji ema-shoprit ema-spa lapho sizowathola khona easy amathikithi le game yamanye gazi inhliziyo ethu zibuhlungu ngampela ngala mathikithi ukuthi sihambe sisuke umuntu osuke edrobhini angithi umuntu osuke kwamasho ufuna ithikithi we-chiefs uzoyaleka amax asuke kamax ayemhlanga it's not right guys.
I think ticket should be sold via CompuTicket. CompuTicket is only the way everyone can get access to that. Not go stadium, which is somewhere like this one for Royal AM is so unfair for players from for supporters from Gauteng to get the ticket. They can't have access to the ticket. So I think CompuTicket should sell tickets to every games. And Royal AM, what they did is so unfair to our supporters, Gauteng, and other provinces who are not around KZN.
The match between Kaizer Chiefs and Royal AM has caught my eyes in terms of ticketing. I disagree with how the Royal AM went about business when it comes to this ticketing, because they are the host. They should have made tickets accessible to everyone who is supporting football. Tickets now are available at Quamex, which I believe is a place for alcohol. They are also available on the saloon, which I believe saloon is meant for Hedwig. There's also availability at the BP garage opposite to Chatsworth. So it's clear for me that these tickets were aimed to be available for the people that are from around KZN. So I'm from Pretoria. I had to ask a friend down in Durban to buy tickets for me because I'm coming along with other people. So we needed tickets as much as we can because the numbers are going high. Now, I think Mamkiza and other people should consider selling tickets to an average person who's from, let's say, Willowville. Make tickets available at ShopRite because ShopRite is everyone. Even garages, you can make tickets available at any filling station. Whether it's BP, yes, BP is okay, but every BP around South Africa, so that people who are driving all the way from Gauteng, they can just get their tickets at the filling station. Simple as that. Whether you are from Ekhayelitsha in Cape Town, whether you are from Limpopo, whether you are from Mpumalanga, as long as you drive through EPP garage around South Africa, you get your ticket. They should have done that. I understand that maybe their aim is to have more supporters from Royal AM so that they can outclass the Kaizer Chiefs supporters. It's okay if that's the aim, but that must be done in a fairly way. In a fairly way, first come, first serve. That's simple. Make tickets available to everyone. First come, first serve. Simple. We need supporters back to the stadiums. We always complain about empty stadiums.
But now that we are hungry and we want to watch football, these tickets are very difficult to be accessible for supporters. Please, man, guys.
I know, man. PSL doesn't take us serious, man. You can't allow teams to sell tickets in a spaza shop. You can't allow teams to sell tickets in a saloon. So, which means now we are forced to go and have a haircut so that we can buy those tickets. If you don't go to a saloon to do your hair, which means you're not going to be able to get those tickets. You must go to the tavern or pub so that you can be able to buy those tickets. If you don't drink alcohol, so how are you going to buy those tickets? I know PSL doesn't take us serious. PSL need to address this issue, man. They need to address this issue. It's a serious issue, a very sensitive issue. Now they want our kids to start drinking alcohol because they are selling tickets at the alcohol outlets.
I think, welcoming to tickets, is this the issue of the teams, of the home teams? They are the one who decides how they want to sell their tickets. But I think, you know, we've got, it's a season-to-season problem, but I hope this season they're gonna fix it, because already it's like some supporters are complaining who are afar, like when they have to go to Durban, tickets are being sold there at Durban, you can't get it when you're from Gauteng or Cape Town. So sometimes, you know, it is limiting supporters to travel to go and watch the game because they are scared. What if I go there and I don't get the ticket?
I think it's a matter of crowd control, which they know supporters are actually missing stadium. So it's mainly based on a crowd control. Let's see how things go. And also the whole point of vaccination as well. I think the number has risen also. So I feel Ugoti PSL accessibility amatikiti ba right, because kwamanje they're just trying to control the way the situation.
Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following members of the Sokola Duma podcast team. The show is hosted, produced, and edited by Aidan Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by David Scullard. Brought to you by Sokola Duma.